This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to a Weeby Geeks Network podcast.
Merry Christmas!
What is this?
Up to Neverland!
Ho, 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 ho! Come in and know me better, man! Ho, ho!
Merry, Merry Christmas! Merry, Merry Christmas! Merry, Merry Christmas!
Take your pixie out of your pockets, Neverlanders, and sprinkle some of that pixie dust around, because we're back. Finally, we're back. I am, of course, Jeremy, your head host. I am called the Spider Pan. I'm a head lost boy around here. And I've got the Windy Nerd with me, Heather. Hello.
Hi.
And we are having some Christmas fun. This is the beginning of season 7. And you believe I've done this now for 6 years, and I'm about to do it for a 7th?
Oh, yeah.
But we are up in Cameron, Missouri. And you can hear the high school. There's a parade, a Christmas parade, supposed to be going on here. The choir's going to be out here singing. There's free hot cocoa and s'mores. We're doing some Christmas. They're going to light up their park around here and all kinds of stuff. And I thought it'd be fun to get some audio and share it. The Christmas choir, you know, and everything. And so we're going to basically share some audio to kick things off for the Christmas season. Because, heck, the very first episode, that's what I did. I did some Christmassy stuff. Stuff about Rankin Bass. So, I don't know if the parade's actually still going on. We can hear them drumming, but I think the drum circle is just kind of hanging out. But we're here to have some fun. I think we did miss the parade. I'm pretty sure we did. We kind of unfortunately arrived late. We just finally finished moving all of our stuff into our house. And you got nothing to say about that neither. Alrighty, but we'll come back when there's some more fun audio to share. I guess we get the seat. Alright. Let me get my phone out so I get a photo. Alright, so we're getting in a horse-drawn carriage. This is the first time we've ever ridden anything like this.
It is.
And it's very nicely decorated for Christmas. It's got a shower curtain around it to protect us from the breeze.
It's comfy.
Yeah, it is pretty comfy. We need to get a picture in here, except for it's really dark. I don't know if it would turn out.
So.
I don't think I can record too much in here because I don't have licensing for Dolly Parton. We're riding on a carriage. Well, since we're in a carriage like this, should we be singing Jingle Bells
or something? They have music already.
Yeah, they have music in
there.
Oh, there
you go, Jingle Bells.
I don't know if we can talk to the driver. I'm kind of curious what sort of horses these are, actually.
I don't know.
But there's little bells ringing on this thing.
Yeah.
It's a Jingle Bell carriage. Because we're on wheels and not on snow, but that's okay. I prefer to be on the wheels than I think sliding on snow. My own personal opinion.
It would be much colder if it wasn't.
Yeah, it'd be much colder. So it's just nice, some Christmas music. Oh, I was over here taking photos here in the Cameron Police Department and Fire Department. I took photos of all the trucks. This is probably not the most interesting audio with the flag.
Here, not on the seat.
Seated throughout your voyage.
about your children. Thank you. Danke.
Mayor.
Bienvenidos. Para su seguridad, permanezca sentado y mantenga las manos, brazos, pies y piernas dentro del barco. Y cuide a los pequeñitos. Gracias. Welcome to It's a Small World. For your safety, please remain seated throughout your voyage, keeping your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the boat. And please watch your children. Thank you.
Pour votre sécurité, veuillez rester assis pendant tout le voyage et gardez les mains.
Thank you.
So we've had our first ever horse and carriage ride. What do you think?
Yay, it was nice.
I have no idea what kind of horses they are. We're driving past it actually.
There's
right
some
now.
Kind of draft horse because they're like really big and tall.
Yeah, they are
and
big.
They have the big hooves and stuff like that. So there's some kind of draft horse, but I don't know. I don't know what they would be.
Yeah, definitely towards the end of it, I think one of them must have made a drop off.
Because
it started stinking really bad towards the end of the ride. I'm like, ooh, either a horse farted on us or... or they, you know, feel better now.
They just got to keep going, so, you know, let it go.
Yeah, and so now we're going to go get something to eat, and when we come back, the Cameron High School Choir is going to be singing. We're going to get some free s'mores and free hot cocoa, and then they're going to turn the lights on at 6:30, and the mayor of Cameron will come out and read the night before Christmas, and they'll turn the lights on, Santa will come out, maybe we'll get a photo with Santa and stuff.
Maybe.
But we also went into a lot of local vendors, and this is a small town in Missouri. I work up in here in Cameron at the radio station. We went and saw a lot of vendors. We even saw a guy who was taking actual old silver spoons and cutting the spoon part out and then bending them into rings and things. That was pretty neat. Lots of different crafts.
Lots of nice little handmade things.
Yeah, and we did buy a Christmas gift while we were there for somebody.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time to share the magic of the merriest season of all as Disneyland proudly presents A Christmas Fantasy.
Are you gonna record it? Are you doing it right?
Thank you.
be cute if they just dance together. Is that the one that they used for the pre-parade a few years ago? This sounds familiar. Pluto!
Christmas fantasy. Thank you. Do you want a nice twist on an arty? Don't worry, I'll check my list. Did you see the reindeer? They do such a good job pulling the sleigh every year. Keep up the good work, boys. I have a special present for you this year. Did you hear the jingling of their sleigh bells? That is one of my favorite sounds in the world. They wrote a song about the jingling of those bells. If you know the words to that song, please sing along. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. And it is. Feliz Navidad.
Flipping the switch, and we are going to count down from 10. The whole crowd will join in counting down from 10, and on one, Cash will flip the switch to light up McCorkle Park.
Well, I'm out here for them to light it up. Heather wussed out on me, is going to sit in the car and watch them turn the lights on from the car where it's warmer. It's 51 degrees. It's not really that bad. I think it's that hard. But that voice who's emceeing this thing is actually my boss at the radio station that I work at normally. But I missed one of the choir performances while we were eating some dinner.
And
I came back.
For all of the children 10 and under who enter their name to light up McCorkle Park who did not win, you are now automatically entered in a second drawing to win a hardback edition of The Night Before Christmas. So all the participants are still in that second drawing, which we will give out after the reading of The Night Before Christmas.
Yeah, I keep calling it The Nightmare Before Christmas because I can't help it. I will post photos onto the website, though, for after you hear the show. You can check it out. There's after they light this park up, I think there's mainly just some small displays. This is a small town area, so it's not going to be huge, but it's still fun.
Here to light up McCorkle Park, I'm going to need all of your help to count down.
Get a little closer here.
One, Cash is going to go ahead and light up McCorkle Park. Let's start, ladies and gentlemen. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah! Woo-hoo! Yay! Wow, it's a lot brighter out here all of a sudden. Some of the lights actually came on right before he pulled the lever all the way. But they weren't in the park. They were lights around the street. So now everything is lit up in this park that I'm at. There's a few animated lights in here. And at some point, I figure the choir is going to sing again. And we've got the mayor's going to read The Nightmare, or The Night Before Christmas. As I told you, I kept calling it The Nightmare Before Christmas. That's a Disney fan for you.
All the children gather around. Cameron Mayor Darlene Breckenridge is going to be reading The Night Before Christmas. All the kids gather around.
I do hope you're going to hand her the mic.
All the kids circle around the night before Christmas is about to be read.
I'll get the audio of this for you as well.
I was just asking the children if they like stories. Do you like Christmas?
Maybe I should live stream this for, well, I should have thought of it before, live streaming it for the radio station. Let me just move up here.
Everything. You were in it? All right. So we're all excited for Christmas. This is the kickoff. And so I'm going to read you a story tonight, and it's called "'Twas the Night Before Christmas." Have any of you ever heard of that story? Oh, there's two of my favorite people right there. How are you? Okay, are we ready? I got to turn a lot of pages. Okay. "'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung with the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there." You guys know who St. Nicholas is, don't you? "The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief, and I in my cap, had just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there rose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter." You think? We'll see. "Away to the window I flew like a flash, threw open the shutters and threw up the sash." Uh-oh, this is big. "The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow had given the luster of midday to objects below." Oh, this side opens up. "When what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick." You're right. "More rapid than eagles, his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name." Let's see if you can help me. "Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen." Very good. "To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As dry as the leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. Up to the housetop, the coursers they flew, with the sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas too. And then, in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of tiny little hoofs. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound." You have a chimney? "He was dressed in all fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and his beard on his chin was as white as snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face, and a little round belly that shook like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump and a right jelly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know that I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word and went straight to his work and filled all the stockings and then turned with a jerk. And laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, as he drove out of sight, "Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night."
Big round of applause. A beautiful rendition.
One of you guys will get the book, okay? In it. Micah Jones. The parent is Christy Fish.
Here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He'll come around each time, bring out it's Christmas time again. Peace on earth will come to all if we just follow the light. So let's give thanks to the Lord above, cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Thank you for listening to the Neverland Podcast.
We invite you back next week for more fun and adventure.
Until then, remember to keep a pixie in your pocket.
It's that young at heart, positive attitude that you can share with others.
And remember to visit our website at neverlandpodcast.com.
There you can find links to our news page, our shop,
our contact page, where you can easily send an email to podcast@neverlandpodcast.com.
You can also find our Neverlanders page, where you can find out how to become an official Lost Boy or Pixie, because girls are too clever to get lost.
Become a real Neverlander.
Please feel free to leave us a voicemail at 816-226-6492.
And be sure to follow us on Twitter at NeverlandPCast.
And like our Neverland Podcast fan page on Facebook.
We also have a group on Facebook for you to join.
We also appreciate your support to keep the Neverland Podcast up and running.
Visit patreon.com/neverlandpodcast to donate to keeping the pixie dust alive.
Copyright content featured on the Neverland Podcast is copyright of their respective creators and used under fair use license.
All original content is copyright of Glue Band Productions, and a very special thanks to Yeehaw Bob Jackson at yeehawbob.com for our new ending music.
God bless!
Yeah! Hello everybody, this is Yeehaw Bob Jackson. Neverland Podcast, we love you. Neverland Podcast, we love you. Neverland Podcast, it's true. Neverland Podcast, we love you. Yeah!
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.